The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk. Breathe, rechalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Go to Kamala Harris's website right now. What you'll see is that there are actually more pronouns listed on her site than policies. However, one position that she does actually talk about is the economy. We have been blessed, ladies and gentlemen, because for whatever reason, CNN is actually letting base people on their network right now, and they're absolutely destroying Kamala Harris and some of her policies, as well as Joe Biden. One of these guests talk about Biden's economic policies and some of the other crazy things that he talked about at the DNC. Take a look.
There were certainly some false or misleading claims there, especially on the subject of the economy. I want you to listen to something he said on the subject of U.S. imports and exports.
We used to import products and export jobs. Now we export American products and create American jobs. Right here in America. Where jobs belong.
This claim is misleading, Jake. U.S. exports of goods have increased under President Biden. So far, so good with that claim. But contrary to the other part of that claim, we are still importing a whole lot of stuff, too. What he didn't mention is that U.S. imports have increased during his presidency. Increased, not decreased. In fact, increased by more than exports have increased. So, therefore, the trade deficit in goods has increased under President Biden, not declined, as this claim suggested. It was over $1 trillion in each of his first 3 years in office. It had never hit that level before. I also want to play something else he said on the subject of the economy and the budget. This is something he said about billionaires and tax rates.
We have 1,000 billionaires in America. You know what their average tax rate they pay? 8.2%.
I've called this misleading before. It's still misleading. An expert at the Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center has told me this number is, quote, way too low. Now, he said the average federal tax rate for billionaires is 8.2%. What he doesn't explain is that that number is not an actual tax rate. What it is an alternative calculation from economists in his own administration that factors in unrealized capital gains that are not actually treated as taxable income under current law. Now, there's nothing wrong with using an alternative figure when you explain it, as the White House does, but Biden himself uses it like it's a tax rate under current law. It's not. So what, Jake, what tax rate do billionaires actually pay? A precise figure is not publicly known at the moment, but a study from two well-known economists estimated that the top 400 households paid an average effective tax rate of 23% in 2018, much higher than the president's number.
Wow. CNN actually doing their job. And I'm fine, by the way, with CNN fact-checking Donald Trump. I think all politicians should be fact-checked because it's good. It's just good to get the truth out there. I believe in that. But when was the last time that CNN actually fact-checked Joe Biden in a meaningful way? I don't know if it's ever happened, his whole presidency. Obviously, now that they have literally dumped him off the cliff, like in that, you know, the meme with the girl in the wheelchair getting dumped, literally that is Joe Biden. Now that that's happened, they're a little bit more free to do that, obviously, after Joe Biden's gaffes in the debates. They, you know, started doing real journalism for a couple weeks, but it's nice to see that they're doing it a little bit still because it's refreshing. This lie that billionaires don't pay their fair share in taxes, it's laughable. It is really laughable because if you look at like the top 1% pays like the top 60% of like 60% of the taxes in the whole United States. So this idea that billionaires don't pay anything is crazy. It actually points to what Democrats are wanting to do with taxes, though. And this is something that Kamala Harris has recently, you know, unveiled in her economic policy, which, again, hasn't talked a lot of policy. She's kind of rebranded herself as a moderate, but then randomly the one policy she talks about is like full communist. So it's weird because on one hand you've got like new moderate Kamala, but on the other hand she's like going full commie with the one policy she's talking about. Kamala Harris just rolled out her plan, and part of that plan is to tax unrealized capital gains, which would be a complete disaster for our economy, by the way. It's when you realize they want to do it. It makes perfect sense why they'd be measuring taxes paid by billionaires in this certain way, because it points to this agenda of taxing unrealized gains. Because as that guy said, they're calculating it versus off their net worth and not based off their income. So again, to these Democrats, it's not enough to just tax the income. It's you have to tax their wealth, which again would have massive economic consequences on the top level. I mean, if you're taxing billionaires that way, companies are going to be losing hundreds of millions of dollars, even billions of dollars, because they're paying for something that just hasn't happened yet. They haven't sold that equity. But then on the lower level, you know, you've got your house. If it appreciates $100,000 in 5 years, you're paying, you know, if the tax rate is 25%, you're paying $25,000 that you don't actually have because you haven't sold your house yet, which even if you sold your house, you don't want to pay those taxes, but obviously you don't want to pay them if you don't have the cash on hand. So this would, of course, completely tank our economy. The measurements from the Democrats is just crazy, and everybody knows it's crazy. The thing is, as well, that I have to point out, people talk about how scary this would be, an unrealized gains tax. The reality is it will never happen, and that's actually one of the good news. It's good to talk about it. It's still scary, but it will never happen. It's scary enough that they want to try it, but it will never happen because Democrats will never get a dollar donated to them again from any business if they do that. Also, again, even if they talked about doing it very seriously, they would completely lose their donations from businesses. If it actually passed, it would very quickly get overturned either by the judiciary or Congress themselves would have to overturn it. And the reason why is because Democrats would literally never get another vote again as soon as someone has to start paying their taxes for the value of their home or their retirement. I mean, if you've got a 401k that you've deferred, you know, taxes on, say a traditional 401k, for instance, or a traditional IRA, and you haven't paid taxes on that, and it's just going up and up and up, and compound interest is doing its job, especially if, you know, towards the end of compound interest, like say you're 55 and you're starting to make, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars maybe every year in your retirement account, you now have to pay capital gains on that. So if they think that anyone's ever going to vote for them again, they're crazy. That's why it will never happen. It's just not politically possible. The beautiful but crazy thing about this, guys, is that this wasn't the only clip from CNN this week. There was actually another really solid-based panelist who destroyed Kamala Harris. But really quick, before I talk about Kamala Harris and this guy who just destroyed her, I do want to talk about alpha progression. I've talked about it on my show before, guys. I'm very passionate about working out, being healthy. It's something, you know, that I've tried to do my whole life. That's why I've partnered with Alpha Progression. Alpha Progression is by far the most intuitive fitness planning app that I've ever used. You can go check it out right now at my link, alphaprogression.com/Joshua. But again, if you're one of those people who just wants to get into working out and you don't really know what your plan is, the app will actually help you. You can just set a few goals and it will create a plan for you. If you're like me, who's been working out for a little bit longer and you kind of know what you already want to do, you can put in your own plan and it will just help you keep track of it. One of the things I really like about it as well is it even syncs with your Apple Fitness app. So you got an Apple Watch, you can strap that on, you can help track it that way. Again, go check it out today. You'll get a free 2-week trial as well as 20% off that first month if you use my code. It's in the description down below. Again, it's alphaprogression.com/Joshua. Again, free 2 weeks, 20% off that first payment at alphaprogression.com/Joshua. You get 2 weeks free, so go check it out. You might as well just see it, see what you like. I'm telling you, it's been a game changer for my workouts. So I don't know when CNN decided to have base people on their show, but I was shocked to see this video of a panelist just destroying the Kamala Harris campaign. Here's that video.
In all these speeches, as good as they were, is that she's in the White House right now. Democrats have controlled the White House for 12 of the last 16 years. And for all of the talk about division and the problems in the country and people are hurting, Democrats have mostly controlled this country. Trump had it for 4. The Obamas and Biden had it for the rest of the time. And somehow, It's still all Trump's fault, and somehow she hasn't been at the center of it. So to me, that's still the glaring hole in this campaign that hasn't yet been solved at the convention.
So this is exactly right. The problem that Democrats have is they just spent the whole DNC talking about the legacy of Obama, the legacy of Joe Biden. But then at the same time, there's this narrative that there are all these problems. And you look at the last 12 years and you're like, wait, the last 16 years, excuse me. And you're looking and you're like, well, 12 of those years were Obama and Biden, and my life is definitely not better than it was, say, in 2008. So who's to blame? It's you guys, the people in charge. And people have pointed this out in different ways, you know, talking about how Kamala Harris is promising certain problems, but she's currently in the administration. But I also think it's helpful to take it back, you know, the last 16 years. It's not just about the last 4 years, because a lot of people will be like, well, it ebbs and it flows. Sometimes the Republicans screw it up. Sometimes the Democrats screw it up. No. The last 16 years, 12 of those years have been ruled by Democrats. So if we've seen massive problems over the last 16 years, it's pretty safe to assume it's been the Democrats, you know, making those problems more than the Democrats. And people do see that, by the way. I mean, they see this. I don't think they're blind to it. I think the group that supports RFK Jr., which I know a lot of my viewers do support RFK Jr., as well as Trump, of course. But I think the people who support RFK Jr. are seeing this because they want an alternative. Why am I going to vote for someone when the last 16 years hasn't been that good for me? I think it's one of the reasons why an RFK Jr. endorsement would be so fantastic for Donald Trump, who is, you know, who I want to win. And I think he will on Friday, but I think it would make a massive difference for the race, because that's the narrative is, do you want it to be like the last 16 years? If you do, then you can go vote for Kamala Harris. It hasn't been that great for me, so I'm voting for something a little bit newer. And that's true for Trump as well as RFK Jr. if he's included in Trump's cabinet, which, you know, if he endorses him, it's pretty safe to assume that there'd be something like that. There are dumb Americans out there for sure, by the way. I know that some people are not going to hear that message, but I think there's a massive number of Americans that just want something a little bit different, and they're sick of the Biden-Obama thing. I don't remember the exact statistic on this, but it was something like every single election except one since the mid-80s has had a Biden, a Bush, or an Obama in it. And that is crazy to think about how much of a hold the political establishment has on America. It's literally been 30 years of Bush's, Obama's, and Biden's. People don't want it anymore. They just can't have the average 4% inflation every year. They can't have immigrants taking their homes and jobs. They want some sort of normalcy, or at least a president, by the way, who cares about them and not Ukrainians or Mexican immigrants. And by the way, I love Mexicans and I love Ukrainians, but the United States president has loyalty to one group and one group only, and that is American people. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. Please go down below, comment, like, and subscribe, and watch another video.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.